Welcome to another Productivity Thursday free teleseminar sponsored by the Electronic Marketing Institute. Please visit us at beproductive.com. My name is Alex Mondosian, and as your teleseminar host, I've specifically designed these teletrainings for the entrepreneur in you or anyone else who wants to accelerate their productivity, their performance, and their profits in business and in life. These Productivity Thursday teleseminars are broadcast twice on the first Thursday of each month, and you're encouraged to invite friends and colleagues. Right now, I simply want you to lean forward, listen carefully, and get ready to learn the time-proven secrets that'll help you get more done faster, better, and easier. Hi, it's Alex Mondosian, and thanks for joining us. This will be a very short call. It'll be about 45 minutes, and this is the first Thursday of February. Can you believe it? We've gotten to February already. This is 2011. There's already a shift happening, I sense anyway, in the economy. People are getting a lot more confident. They're spending. Money is circulating. And that's really good news because as we go into March, my favorite event of the year, it's a birthday present to myself, happens. Now, formerly, it used to be the Teleseminar Secrets Reunion, which we've done five times, but now it's called the Marketing Mastermind Reunion. You can simply go to marketingmastermindreunion.com and get the full story and register. Please, only two registrants per visit to the website. You're limited to two, you and a study buddy, because it's only 300 people. And this is a very special event this year because we're going to make it a habit to invite one of my friends who has he's not only a world-class marketer, but he has the number one marketing TV show, web TV show, on iTunes and still climbing. And his name is, well, I'm not going to tell you his name. I'll tell you his name later on in this call. Initially, I want to start on page one. It says Electronic Marketing Institute. You see Productivity Thursday, February 3rd, 2011. And you see our little logo there, Electronic Marketing Institute. And that's who really hosts this show. And this particular Thursday is sponsored by the Microwave Marketing Newsletter of Andrew Locke, who is, by the way, my partner. And our newsletter is where we're going to be pulling content from. And he's here right now listening, and he'll be participating after I get through this first page. And the study guide and action guide is available to you right now if you're not looking at it. It's seven pages. It is available to you at productivitythursday.com. Productivitythursday.com. We change the dates and the action guides about a day after each of these live calls. So again, my name is Alex Mondosian. I do have Andrew Locke on the line right now. Andrew, just say hi to be unarguably true with that statement.
That's true. Yep. Hi.
And one of the tips that we'll be sharing at the reunion is how to use Skype, which we're doing now, to record calls and sound very, very clear. So, Andrew, give about 2 minutes, because that is a marketing tip, 2 minutes on what we're doing here and why it works so well. Give everyone a bird's eye view of what you're doing on your end, and what, and I'll tell everyone what I'm doing on my end.
Yeah, I love Skype because it is it's the nearest thing to recording together in the same room. The quality is much, much higher than using a telephone on each end because it's all going through the computer. So each of us has a USB microphone on our desktop. By that I mean a literal desktop, and plugged into our computer, and we're both using Skype. We just one of us calls the other person, and the best software that I've found to record these is called Replay Telecorder. Replay Telecorder. Now, I have used other software, but this one is by far the best. It's the simplest to use. It's very reliable. I've never had an issue with it whatsoever. And it just records an audio file, MP3, that you can, of course, edit if you need to. But it keeps the quality high and makes the audio nice and intelligible for everybody.
The nice thing is it's free to do this. It's free.
Yeah, it's astonishing. I mean, I remember the days of the ISDN lines when we used to use those in the studio. And not only was the cost ridiculous, but, you know, for the equipment and the you know, to set it up and everything, but, you know, it was out of the range of everybody. I mean, other than sort of high-end recording studios. So look at where we are now. It's incredible.
Well, and people don't use Skype for this reason, but many times you can have this level of quality if someone is calling from the UK. Now, you sound like you have a British accent. I think that's because you do, but you're in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere that someone has an internet connection, as long as it's a reasonably reliable connection. For most people, they'll be able to use this, no problem. If you get into video, then you do need a little bit more higher bandwidth, a good solid, cable modem, that kind of thing would work well. And that software, incidentally, that I mentioned, will record video for you as well. So if one of you or both of you have a webcam, then you can record one or both of those webcams. And if you record both, it puts them side by side in that software. So maybe we should do a call sometime with that too. It'd be fun.
I think we will. And this is just one of the many tips that we will be revealing and how to do it at the Marketing Mastermind Reunion. Formerly, it was the Teleseminar Secrets Reunion. It's in March. My birthday is March 9th, and it's not a moneymaker. It's just a gift to myself that I do. It's 1.5 days. We start on the Friday at 1 p.m., and we go until about 6 p.m. at night. And then we have a cocktail party, and that cocktail party is on me, and I'll even buy you drinks. So it's not... it's not a cash bar, it's an open bar for whatever drink you'd like, whether cocktails or milk or soda, and you'll get two tickets. So that's all I can support you with, two tickets for two drinks, simply because if you do end up drinking alcohol, I want you up, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for the next day, which will start at 9 a.m. and go up until 6:30 on Saturday, and you have the full day on Sunday to recover. I love that rhythm because it really works to have a Sunday off so people can use that as a buffer day to travel or to get back home and unwind. And it's a very, very intense event, and we're going to get into it right now. So most of you are on the line right now. We had a few more people come on in the first 5 minutes. I thank you for listening. Again, Alex Mondoshian and Sir Andrew Locke, as I like to call him, which puts them up with Sir Richard Branson or Sir Laurence Olivier. And all those sirs happen to have British accents as well. Why is the Marketing Mastermind Reunion so critical for entrepreneurs and small business owners to attend? Why is it, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, if you're a startup company, why is it critical for you to attend? There's so many different marketing seminars that are out there. Well, three reasons I have, and then Andrew, you can chime in for your own reasons, because you were at the reunion last year, but it was called something else, and you got a sense of the way I like to do it. And now you are one of our partners, in fact, our chief partner for the Ultimate Internet Bootcamp. And you've been immersed and you've been soaking in a new style of training, which is experiential and as much from the heart as from the head, which, is a new style for you. So I want to get your, input on what you thought the reunion was last year and how we're doing the new things this year with the Ultimate Internet Bootcamp, which we'll talk about in a minute. But the three reasons why you should attend, and I think that these are three reasons why you should attend every event that come into this category, is networking, joint venturing, and low tuition. Okay, the networking is you get to meet and greet some of the world's top marketing thought leaders. Last year, we had thought leaders in the audience, kind of like the TED conference. There were some people who are just as qualified to speak from the stage that are in the audience because they may not have the same marketing ability, but they have the deliverability. And people like Lisa Nichols was there of the Transformational Leadership Council. She also has her own TV show. She's been on the Oprah Winfrey Show. She's a Chicken Soup for the Soul author, and she was in the movie The Secret. She was in the audience. Mike Hutchison, that name may not be familiar to you, but he started the Tony Robbins seminars back in the day in the 1980s. Robbins Research would not be Robbins Research without Michael Hutchison, and he was there in the audience. And we've had many, many other thought leaders throughout the Teleseminar Secrets Reunion. Now we'll have more because Andrew is pulling in and guests to attend. It's only a day and a half. Networking is huge, but these are top-tier people, high-quality networking. Joint venturing, Attendees are ready and willing to joint venture with others. In fact, before you enter the room, you're going to have five people that you have engaged with, because the seminar begins the moment you say yes. There's pre-training. The moment you register at marketingmastermindreunion.com, you're going to be given a template. You're going to be given a template. What's the word, Andrew?
Template. Sorry, I muted myself for a minute there.
I know you did.
That was the delay.
That's the way we teach. That's the accelerated learning style. And he repeated what I said so that, you know, he remembers, and most importantly, so you remember. So be prepared for repeating and finishing sentences, because that process that was brought to the world by Georgi Lazanov and other thought leaders, you may have experienced it in trainings before, but really it dates back to the mid-20th century. And you'll get some of that history at the event as well. But joint venturing, you'll be joint venturing before the doors swing open. You'll have five names, and you'll be interacting with people outside the room, you know, as you're about to come in before the doors swing open at 12:50 p.m. Pacific time on that Friday, which is March 11th. Now, why do we do this? Is because you're familiar with at least five people, and you're given what's called trialogue cards, and you're trialoguing with people. And in the pre-training, we teach you what trialoguing is and why it's so much more important and powerful than dialoguing. So joint venturing will be happening, and you'll know, you know, who the person is, you know, what they do, and why they're there, you know, who, what, and why. Those are the three questions, you know. And bottom line is, when you know who someone is and what they physically do at work and why they're at the event, then you really get to know not only the person, but, you know, what they physically do at work, and you give their purpose of being at the event, and you can trialogue with them and connect them with other people. And then the low tuition. It's, look, I normally will consult a full day with travel and everything for $25,000. Now, that doesn't make me the most expensive marketing consultant. I just raised it from $15,000 because I don't want to do them anymore. But people would come into my home and office where I work, and they would shadow me all day, and I would charge them $15,000. And I would pick them up. I would have them picked up at the airport and pay for their airfare. Basically, they're paying for it. And I'll net out of that probably, $14,000 for a full day. But that's not worth it to me anymore based on the income that is being generated. So I raised it to $25,000. And if clients are problem children, my problem children rate is $50,000. And I have received that. And they know there are problem children going in. So that's why they're charged twice as much. And some of them are proud of it. So the tuition is not $25,000 or $50,000. It's not $20,000. It's not $5,000. It's not $2,000. It's not $1,000. It's not $500. It's not even $400. It's $395. And it's not just me. It's Andrew. So why attend? Networking, joint venturing, low tuition. What do you want to add to that at all, Andrew?
Yeah, briefly it's easy to kind of hear about networking and joint venturing, but I think it's important to state that at most events that is not facilitated, and so you're kind of left to your own boldness and making your own effort to try and seek people out, and that can be difficult, especially if you are somewhat of a shy person or not comfortable doing that. And so I think one of the great things that I observed last year, which will obviously be continued, is the facilitation of that process. And so it makes it easy, literally, you know, easy to find people that you can get together with and do projects and so on. And so, you know, the value of that is just incredible. Excuse me, my phone's going off. I'm going to silence that. This proves this call is live. The value is just tremendous. I don't think you can actually put a price on it, because obviously one joint venture arrangement with the right type of person that's a good match for your business can generate at least thousands or tens of thousands, or in some cases, we know that there's been joint ventures that have produced hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, you know, it's the return on investment is tremendous.
Now, one specific joint venture turned into matrimony and now a child. And so...
great, yeah.
You know, hopefully you will be seeing both of them. I won't say who they are, but they've been with me for about 4 or 5 years. And they're well known in the marketplace. So, and notice that I am, and Andrew is wanting to do everything we can to motivate, influence, and persuade you to come. But these four questions, why, what, how, and what if, these are the four learning styles. Four learning styles that I learned from a fellow Brit of yours, and his name is David Kolb, K-O-L-B.
Oh, yeah.
David Kolb. And genius man, and he has his assessment business, and why, what, how, what if. There are why learners, what learners, how learners, and what if learners. I'm a what if learner. If I were to assess you, I'd say you're a what if learner as well. But many people need to know why. We just gave you the why. They're the least patient, so we want to get that out of the way. The what, the how, and the what if, no matter where you fall in, you'll be finding out what you are at the event. I want you just to be clear that I want to be training you and teaching you as you are also listening to me right now. Now, what is the Marketing Mastermind Reunion event all about? What is it? It's the world's first and still only intensive. It's an intensive that delivers instant, ready-to-use marketing strategies for fast results within an experiential mastermind setting. Now, I put that one sentence together this morning, and Andrew, I like the ring of that. What do you think?
I think it's genius.
Well, half of it's yours, so that's why it's genius. And we'll get to which half is his. He'll say it's the better half, but we'll see.
Well, no, it's the collaborative forces that make for a better result.
It is. And it's the team that gets along most, that outperforms the team with the most talent. So let's say Andrew and I aren't the most talented marketers. Let's say that were true. Okay. Many would argue that, including my mother. But let's say that were true, that we're not the most talented marketers. Well, I can tell you flat out the number of negotiations we've done, the money that exchanged from a starting start, the challenges we both faced, not with each other, but with other partners, and how we've been there to have each other's backs. I mean, literally, in one case, my almost loss of a family member, my daughter, who's in great health now, and Andrew took over an entire training, and he had less than 2 days to prepare, 5-day training, and one of his unscrupulous business partners, you know, left him hanging dry, and if you're listening, you know who you are. Shame on you. I get to do that, you know.
That's
funny. So, you know, as a result, you know, you get to know someone and love someone as a partner. I mean, just in the expansive sense of the term. So we get along. And I hope that's true for you, Andrew, because I just like
this. Of course it is. Of course it is. Very much so.
It's when both of our wives no longer are skeptical, you know that we have arrived.
That's right. That's right.
So how can entrepreneurs attend the Marketing Mastermind this year? Well, first, you visit marketingmastermindreunion.com. Then you read MarketingMastermindReunion.com. Then you register MarketingMastermindReunion.com, not the domain, but you register there, and I hope it's you registering for two people. That's the maximum you can bring, yourself and someone else. And bringing a buddy, how do you do that? Go to MarketingMastermindReunion.com and make the choice. Now, I just gave you four call to actions to the same question. I think that is just brilliantly being smuggled in. What do you think, Andrew?
Oh, well, I was just going to comment on that. Yeah, it's the repetition there is extremely powerful in marketing. So whenever you need someone to take a particular action, you know, we're kind of unveiling the curtain here a little bit, but whenever you need someone to take action, you never ask them one time. You have to ask them multiple times, and you have to tell them exactly what to do. So those two principles are key in any type of business.
Well, the interesting thing also is the most powerful way to promote is to teach at the same time. So promote with passion, right? But make sure that you are teaching from the heart and from your mind as well. That's what we're doing now. Because as we're promoting, you know what we're doing. You know, we're not smuggling it in. We're not sneaking it. I'm telling you flat out, I want you to attend. And the question is, what if? What if you decide to attend? That's the fourth question, which is the fourth learning style that David Kolb has. What if you decide to attend the Marketing Mastermind Reunion? What will your experience be like after the event is over? Well, I have over 550 video testimonials from the previous reunions. Now, I have over 1,000 video testimonials, but 550 of them are from the reunion. Literally 3/4 of people give us video testimonials or have given me, and this year just as many. And the only reason everyone doesn't is because they don't have time. That's the only part of the session that we go over on. So I have 550 video testimonials, endorsements compiled from previous years, and the majority of the attendees claim that the workshop is one of the five most meaningful experiences of their lives. Now, that's my intention for you, and it is Andrew's intention. I want it to be one of the five most meaningful experiences of your life, not just seminars, but experiences, right up there with childbirth, the birth of your child, hopefully, because you don't remember your own, most likely, unless you're a healer, of course, and then you can tell us about your past lives as well. The wedding day, if you're married, if you're divorced, probably divorce day is memorable as well, either positive or negative. College graduation and so on. And I've gotten this again and again and again. And so that's the intention this year. Andrew, what say you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think that we can achieve that with the effort that we're putting into the curriculum. It's all new information. It's not information that we either of us have presented before. And we are absolutely 100% convinced that you will get tremendous benefit and a huge return on investment. Want to come back again and again. So this is it's a very important event for both of us, and we hope that you sense that when you make a decision, hopefully today, as to whether you will attend.
Well, make your decision today. It's a low enough tuition that you can gift it to somebody else, and because you're listening right now, you're in the position to say yes, not just if you're a TeleSeminar Secrets graduate or a graduate from our other courses, but, you know, this email that went out to invite you to this went to people who have said yes before. If you paid a dollar or more to either one of us, you're invited. And if you haven't paid a dollar, then find someone who has, and both of you come. Tuesday, March 1st is the first day of pre-training. I like to do it within 10 days of the actual event. So on March 1st, your pre-training begins, although your training does begin the moment you register. And before the doors swing open on March 11th, on that day one, you're going to be networking outside the room before the event officially has started. Independent professionals, business owners, marketers, I have found that most of them don't take 100% responsibility of their marketing. I'm not talking 99%, I'm talking 100%.
I completely agree. So let's get into our case studies now and excerpts from Microwave Marketing to give you some practical items that you can implement in your business right away. The first one is from Copywriting Corner. It was this particular section appeared back in 2008, but it's certainly timeless information, as you will see. And it relates to how adding a single letter can dramatically improve your headlines. And it takes just a few minutes to review your own headlines to see if they comply with this really incredible marketing strategy, because it's so it works so well, and yet it's so little known or understood. So to give you an example, imagine a software product for computer viruses, to eliminate computer viruses. Imagine the headline, Pest Patrol, Get Rid of Computer Viruses Fast. Now that sounds pretty good, sounds quite persuasive, and so on. However, if we were to change it to Pest Patrol Gets Rid of Computer Viruses Fast, that transforms the effectiveness of that particular headline. Why? Because we added the letter S. And what that does is it makes it sound like the product does the work rather than you having to do the work as the potential buyer. So again, listen to those to the difference, and you'll see the point. Pest Patrol, get rid of computer viruses first. That sounds like the customer has to do the work. And then Pest Patrol gets rid of computer viruses fast. That one sounds like the work is done for the potential buyer. So much, much more persuasive. And if you look at the next example there for some kind of health product, maybe a supplement, it says, introducing Col-X, control your cholesterol guaranteed. Again, that sounds pretty good. It sounds persuasive and effective. However, if we changed it to Col-X controls your cholesterol guaranteed, again, that latter one is far more persuasive, far more effective as a piece of marketing just by adding one single letter. So the takeaway there would be to go back to your headlines in your own marketing and evaluate them based on this principle and determine whether you can improve them just by adding that single letter in the right place. So it's that's one example from Microwave Marketing 2008. Now, coming on to our next case study, which is 9 little-known stock photos and graphic resources you can use, the traditional way of finding a graphic or a photo for use in, whether it's on a website or a magazine article or a postcard, whatever it is, the traditional approach was to go to a stock photo agency, and they would charge you, as they still do today, somewhere in the region of about $250 upwards for the use of one photograph in your marketing materials, which is a lot of money. And with the advent of the internet over recent years, there's been some drastic changes to that model, thankfully, where you can now acquire photographs for either for free or for very minimal low cost. So how is that possible? Well, it's important to state that it's not acceptable to go to Google Images to search for an image and use an image that you find on Google Images. That's not what Google Images is for. You don't have permission, and it would be not legal to do that. So don't do that. You can certainly get yourself in trouble by doing that. Instead, you can use these resources that we've provided for you. So the first one is a website called sxc.hu. sxc.hu, it stands for Stock Exchange, and I guess the .com wasn't available, so they used that extension .hu. Anyway, the wonderful thing about this site is that although they have some, they link to some paid stock photos, which is how they make money, they also provide many thousands of photographs, which are searchable too, for free, completely free, and you can use those quite legitimately, and they are print quality, which means that you can use them either for print or online, on a website or a blog or anything, any use that you would like to use them for. So the next resource is istockphoto.com, which some of you may have heard of. It's istockphoto.com. The letter I is at the start of that URL. And this is the number one of these new wave of websites, because they have a ridiculous, I don't know what the number is, but it's a ridiculous number of photographs and graphics available to you, to the extent where if you search for a photograph, you will find many, many, many more choices than you could possibly have time to look through. So the selection is really outstanding on iStockPhoto, and for web use, for, you know, a modest size photograph for use on a website, that is going to cost you just $1. So compare the difference between that and the traditional model of paying $250 per photograph. You can see why this site has become so popular. by comparison with SXC, SXC is not going to give you anywhere near the variety of photographs, but it's a good starting point, especially if you are on a tight budget. Then we have BigStockPhoto.com, lesser known, but it's a really great site. It's modeled after iStockPhoto. Again, it's called BigStockPhoto.com, and here you buy credits, and those credits, if you buy them in bulk, will mean that those photos for the even for the larger quality or higher resolution are going to cost you either less than a dollar or slightly more than a dollar, but for a higher resolution or higher, larger sizes, I should say, than on iStockPhoto. So again, a wonderful resource. I use all of those in my own business. We've also provided you with six other choices there that you can benefit from. Okay, I hope that's helpful to you. Now, what about our next one, the pre-training case study number three? Most marketers know that it's important to include a PS, a postscript, at the end of a sales letter. It certainly is. But what do you write there? A lot of people get to that point and they are short of ideas. They maybe have a little bit of writer's block. And so what can you put there that works, that is effective, that is persuasive? Well, again, we've given you nine options that you can use, and you can go back to your previous sales letters that you have for your own business and make sure that they have a PS, first of all. But also, if they don't, then you've got some ready-made PSs here that are proven to be effective. For example, option one is to re-emphasize the main benefit, and I've given you an example there. Option two is to restate the urgency of taking action. Option three is to direct the reader to look at testimonials. And as you can see, there's an example for each of these options given. Option four is to offer a powerful guarantee. For example, we realize that you might be skeptical about the claims in this letter. Don't worry, your purchase is protected by a no-quibble 100% money-back guarantee. We'll even pay for your return postage. So you can use that, you can adapt it a little bit, or you can use it as is in each case. Option five is to demonstrate the ease of placing an order. Option six, throw in another bonus. Option seven, if there's a choice of products, to direct the reader to a specific choice. And option eight, to direct the reader to take some other action. And then option nine, finally, to simply restate the URL. So again, we've given you examples for each one, and we want you to go back and look at your own business to see where areas that you can slot some of those powerful PS closes into your own sales letters. What else do we have here? Well, case study number four contains 11 ways to create new products. A lot of people kind of get stuck in a rut of creating products in a specific way, maybe like a ring binder. But there are lots of ways to create new products, lots of different medium and ways to distribute those. So that should be some really useful idea generators for you, and again, that you can use right away in your own business effectively. And then our case study number five is how to find a virtual assistant. It's very important to have a virtual assistant or outside help in your business to take away a lot of the common tasks that need to be done that you can delegate, and then that frees you up to do what you are best at. And so we've given you the blueprint there to start out in that process. It also gives you some ideas on some of the tasks that you should have people do for you rather than you trying to do them yourself, which isn't the best use of your time. So I'm not going to go in depth in that. You can read that yourself. I think you'll find it very helpful, and it's something that you can accomplish just in about 15 or 20 minutes. So that brings us to the close of our call for today. Alex has been called away to attend to a family matter. So it just leaves for me to wrap up and encourage you to make that decision right now, today, to join us at the Marketing Mastermind Reunion in San Francisco, March 11th and 12th. It is going to be a fun event as well as a practical event with lots of opportunities to hang out with like-minded people, to do those joint venture deals, which we will facilitate. And really, this should be an easy decision for you. At least that's what we hope we've conveyed in this call. Please take action today. Register your place at marketingmastermindreunion.com. This is an event where Alex and I give back to you. It's content that we haven't shared before in a seminar type setting, so we're putting a lot of work into the curriculum to make it as powerful and as motivating and inspiring and practical for you as possible. So please go ahead there now to marketingmastermindreunion.com, register for yourself and, of course, a study buddy or accountability partner if you see the value in that. And also a reminder that there are only 300 seats. We had about a third of the seats taken so far as of the recording of this call, and we're just a few days into offering this. So this is going out to over 250,000 people, past customers of both Alex and I. So you do need to take action to reserve this event as soon as possible. So we look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for joining us on this call. Please go ahead and go back to the handout and take action on those to make the most of it in your business. And really looking forward to serving you along with Alex at the Marketing Mastermind Reunion of 2011. So go ahead now to marketingmastermindreunion.com for full details and to register now.
You've been listening to a Productivity Thursday free teleseminar. My name is Alex Mondosian, and I hope our paths cross again next month on the first Thursday of the month at the same time. You're welcome to invite friends and colleagues. Remember, we start our calls at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. GMT for our friends in the United Kingdom and Europe. And the second broadcast time is 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 1 a.m. GMT for our friends in North America, South America, Asia, and Australia. All good wishes to you. We'll see you next month.